That's his middle finger. So, and 2025, somebody else is going to have to take control of him because I can't do it no more. I'm not fucking around.
Yeah. He's too much to handle?
Yeah.
But I'm the Sven groupie. People didn't get excited about that? Like, people weren't celebrating?
Yeah, sure they were. I remember this comic book came out the night the Love Boat aired.
There it was on the spinning rack, just waiting for me.
Oh, this is getting depressing, man.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I'm here with Walt.
Hello.
Not here with Q. Q's far, yeah. Far away.
The mythical land of Staten Island.
Yes. Staten Island. Zooming in. Well.
Had to zoom.
Streamyarding in.
Yeah.
Let's give credit where credit's due. What'd you do for Halloween? Anything fun? I know that you had some plans and then they fell through and then...
Yeah, no, I did, I had the old familiar, went to the Halloween parade, ran around, having some fun last night. It was great. I mean, warm, it was like 80 degrees, you know, so everybody was just feeling fine. Everybody was feeling great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice. It was fun.
Walt, you do anything or just hand out candy? No. Did you hand out candy to anybody?
No, nobody came to the house.
Do you buy candy?
Yeah.
You still
my
do
wife
it?
Continues to buy it every year, but inevitably it's just a full bowl that sits on the counter that never...
Until you chuck it.
gets a hand in it until it gets thrown away.
Yeah, I went to Pam's and she had like what appeared to be a laundry basket full of candy for the kids that... I'm like, look, in years past, you know... Kids have not come by here, except for maybe 10 kids. Maybe. That's a high estimation. But again, like your wife, she insists on like, and Edgar too. He's like, make sure there's enough candy for the kids. And even when I got there, I was like, I was looking at it. I was like, oh, I'll take a piece of candy. So he's just like, no, Dada, that's for the kids. I'm like, can everybody calm down about the fucking candy? There's enough to go around.
I mean, it's just part of it. Buying the candy is part of it. You know, they're more doing it for themselves than they are for the neighborhood kids, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I rediscovered because there's a lot of businesses in Manhattan just have the candy out front and the kids are trick-or-treating. It's kind of nice. Nerds candy, man. I probably had like 5 to 10 times the recommended limit yesterday. Every time I saw a Nerds candy, I had to fucking down one, man. It was great.
You had a month's worth in one day.
Yeah, it was pretty gross, but even as I discuss it right now, I wish I had more. It's my favorite candy, man.
You all right, Walt?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Going on over there?
I think Walt's,
hey, what's going on?
Walt's been knocked silly by Get'em's lunch.
Uh-oh.
Get'em brought in some pulled pork, and it does look, I got to agree with Walt, in as much as like, it does look like dog food, like in a, like it's a pulled pork with rice. And it definitely has a scent about it. So I think Walt might have been thrown off his game a little bit by this pulled pork.
Now, Get'em.
I love the consideration, though, right? Isn't it nice? Isn't it considerate?
That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, he knows you so well at this point. He knows what bringing to this.
Oh, that's his middle finger. That's his middle finger. So, and 2025, somebody else is going to have to take control of him because I can't do it no more. I'm not fucking around.
Yeah. He's too much to handle?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what sort of responsibilities does the next handler have? Like, what's the...
No, you guys are going to have to figure it out.
Hmm.
I can't, yeah.
I mean, can we just fire him? Is that...
Well, I couldn't, I'm not sure if I'm the guy. I couldn't get him to come over and hang pictures in my house.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Wow. Is it this can't just be because of the pulled pork, can it? Like, this is something more?
Could be final straw, Q. You never heard of that?
I have. I've experienced it. Wow. Pulled pork. You pulled it just a little too far. Where the fuck did he get pulled pork? Did he pull that pork himself?
I don't think so. No, where did you buy it?
It's a local Dominican place.
A local Dominican restaurant.
Right next to Fantasies.
Okay. Okay. What used to be Hamburger Patties?
Yeah.
Okay. What used to be Hamburger Patties right next to Fantasies is now a Dominican restaurant that sells this kind of thing.
That get them frequents?
I guess so, yeah.
Right.
I've never eaten pulled pork. But basically because I don't really like pork and the smell.
Are there seats there?
A little too much.
Okay.
There's seats.
Why can't you just fucking eat it there?
Okay.
You want to defend
what do you mean, okay?
Okay.
Is this the first time I've mentioned it? Is it the first time I've mentioned it? Yes or no?
You've mentioned many of the things that I eat.
Is this the one that I always say smells like dog food? Why are you bringing it back
here? I've only had it once here before.
That's a lie? That is a lie.
No,
that's a fucking lie.
But you said the same thing about when I would eat pork fried rice.
Okay, it's got pork in it. Okay, then all right. So it's technically it wasn't the same dish, but it smells like the same piece of shit.
But it's entirely two different entirely types of cooking. One's Chinese,
one
is
Dominican. No, but you could eat it there though.
Okay, if I will eat it there from now on.
I didn't even know that was an option. I didn't know they had seats there. That does seem to remedy the problem though.
I've had multiple different
plus you get a little bit of time out of the office, you know, you get to take a little break.
Yeah, he's overtaxed here. He needs a break.
He's sweating. I see it.
Yep, he needs it. Definitely needs a break from the office.
Well, oh, I was thinking more of a break for you, but from the pulled pork.
Wow. I wish I was there today, man. God damn.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Of all days.
Why? I could see the tension over the Zoom cam. It's nice. Or wherever the rail yard, wherever the fuck this
StreamYard,
is.
StreamYard, yeah.
StreamYard. Wow.
If I had a knife, I'd cut the tension cue.
It's pretty crazy. All this over some pork. You know what? I hate to say it. I don't want to pile on, but if we had windows, we could open some windows.
Well, they built the place without windows, which is a problem. The whole place.
There's 11 months left in the lease. If somebody wants to take up the fucking baton and start looking for a new place.
With a window?
Go right ahead.
All right. Get them. I need you to start doing research.
Don't ask the guy who hasn't been able to find a place to live in the last 6 years.
We are, unfortunately, the lease is up next October. So if this pulled pork incident had happened in August,
things
may be different right now.
The October pulled pork incident.
The October surprise.
That's what it's listed at the restaurant. Who knows what the fuck's in it?
Jesus, man. Wow. So this is what you're dealing with over there today?
Yeah. Well, wow. Not me.
Was it like this when you walked in, or there was this tension when you walked in between Walt and Gidim?
Well, I got to say, like, I walked in and I smelled it and I didn't know what it was. It was overpowering. I'll admit it's overpowering.
Wow.
But as I mentioned it, yeah, I could tell Walt was none too happy about it already.
Yeah.
He had to bring Teddy for a walk.
Can you just, does it still smell like that right now in there?
I'd say there's a faint scent in the air still, yeah.
Can you describe the odor to our listeners so they understand what it is you're dealing with?
Well, I smell like very like meaty and spicy, like spices that I'm not familiar with.
Okay, what's the temperature of the room right now? Has the AC been going? Is it a bit on the warm side?
I'd say it's cool. Yeah, I'd say it's pretty nice. So okay. It's not like it's sweltering plus the addition of pulled pork.
Right.
Which I know is a popular dish. A lot of people do like it. I'm not one of them, but and obviously
yeah, but
Walt isn't either.
Well, he's a super smeller, or was. I don't know if that's on his way back. I don't think it's too much to ask for a little consideration. You know, when it comes to these lunch meats and their odors.
Well, if you know it's going to be smelly, you eat at the place, maybe. I don't know. What do I know?
Nothing. We don't know anything.
I don't know about pulled pork, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about Halloween? Well, let's continue Halloween.
My favorite holiday, man.
Mm-hmm. I want to say, first of all, thanks to everybody who recommended movies for me. I completed my goal of 31 movies in 31 days. I watched 31 horror movies that I'd never seen before. People online was very helpful. People on
what
Twitter
was the gem
X
of
whatever.
It?
The gem, I think, out of everything I watched, I like the movie Oddity the best. Oddity or Dale and Tucker versus Evil. One of those two really, I thought were really worth it. And then there were some that I was like, holy shit.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is fucking great. It's such an underrated gem. You never saw it before?
I never saw it before, no. Because I'm not really into horror comedy, or at least thought I wasn't. Until I watched that. And Shaun of the Dead, of course, is awesome.
Sure. I mean, I think it just takes excellence in the genre to overcome that distaste for it. But, man, when all those fucking frat boys start fucking trying to kill him and they end up getting – it's just the best, man. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it was a good movie. So thank you to everybody. I think I have enough for the next couple Halloween or next couple Octobers because people suggested so many different movies I hadn't seen before.
Now, do you remember a horror movie called Sentinel? The Sentinel?
Yes. 70s.
Okay, right? I never saw 70s. Yeah, 77. I noticed it on Max yesterday and I started playing it. I got about 20 minutes in. I was like, fuck, I'm going to keep watching this movie, but I had never heard of it before. Like a blind priest is like watching over this hot model, but he can't see her because he's blind. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. You see the Sentinel wall?
I remember that, but I didn't think that was the premise of the movie.
Isn't that the one where she gets assaulted, maybe? Is that the same one I'm thinking of?
I can't remember, but who's the big
assaulted,
star?
Like raped?
By a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that far in. I think I just, maybe I only saw 10 minutes. I'm thinking if
okay.
Yeah. It wasn't good enough to continue watching?
No, it was. I was just, I got home last night from the parade and I was fucking exhausted. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. Walt, you know, as you're walking down the street and you notice like it's around 10 o'clock, your feet hurt a little bit, you know.
How long had you been partying? Or parading?
I mean, I probably got to Manhattan around about 5:30.
Well, that's a long time, though.
Got a little dinner, but it wasn't all partying and parading. You know, caught dinner first, met some friends for a drink or two, and then walked. But, I remember days of yore, when the parade ended, it would just be – it'd be time to go from party to party to party, and now it's just – it's time to get home and watch Sentinel and fall asleep after 10 minutes.
On the way home last week, I was thinking about the Ranker costumes, you know, which ones are you're not supposed to wear. And, it did occur to me, I didn't bring it up at the time, but I was wondering the Hawk Tua girl, they were like no overly sexualized Hawk Tua, costumes. So my question is,
I wish you had told me that before the parade last night.
Oh, you went, I'll bet you fucking fell flat, right? You went as Hawk Tua, over sexualized.
I oversexualized her. Had my tits out. I was like, you got to put some Hawk Q on it, right? And then I'd freeze while people.
just spit on everybody's crotch.
Put some Hawk Q on it.
My question was, though, like, how do you oversexualize a person whose entire bit is based on spitting on a cock and subsequently sucking it?
Oof. I mean, she told, didn't show. I guess if you show the act, you know, let's say you're walking around with a fake penis in your hand and you're like, ah, Sue, and you're spitting on
dripping off it.
Yeah, that might be an escalation that nobody wants to see, I think.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen on YouTube, when I go to YouTube to listen to music, I get suggested other videos. And they're like – they're real short condensed versions. They're like little tiny like 30-second, 40-second clips of other things. And for the longest time, I kept getting clips of her podcast.
Oh, really?
The girl.
Talk to a girl.
I got to tell you, she's pretty funny like in terms of like their podcast sounds like it's a lot of fun. And it's high energy.
It's definitely high energy. I've seen clips as well.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, a longing for that high energy fucking.
what's the name of the podcast?
I don't even know what it's called.
I think it's Talk Tua.
Which is also pretty fucking clever.
Yeah,
she is.
I wonder
really
if she
smart.
Came up with it.
She's really funny. And I was just like, damn, this is like, we are so ancient and fucking glacier-like compared to this podcast. I saw clips of.
True, but I mean, I would say it's a different style podcast. I mean, she has to keep up that energy. She has to keep up that laughing and shit. And the she's trying to move away from the Hawk Tua stuff and the sexy stuff. But like, if you watch her podcast, it's all she talks about is sex shit.
Oh, really?
Squirting and this and that. Yeah.
To be fair, I've never listened to an episode. I've only seen these small, condensed, very small morsels of her podcast. But her cleverness and her humor makes me believe that she does not need to rely on that. Like, she's legitimately funny.
She has a great personality for sure.
Yeah, she's legitimately a funny person. And I think a lot of people would not think that, though.
Well, they want to immediately, you're like, okay, another viral person. Let's welcome her in and then see if she can see her way out in 15 minutes, that kind of shit. But yeah, I think you're right. She brought her friend along for the ride. Her friend is part of the podcast. I don't know her name, but the friend that was with her when she actually did the original interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I imagine that has cooled down the whole Hawk Tua thing at this point. And if she's still able to monetize it and still able to be a content creator off that, based solely on keeping people coming back week after week on her conversational skills, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I'm not sure what her audience is. I mean, how large it is what I mean.
I don't see us ever being offered as a clip, like as a suggested clip.
Well, they put those clips up. If we did video, we would have clips.
We have plenty of video.
Right. It's all on Patreon, though. It's all locked away for so nobody can see it. But we could make clips like Patreon clips if we wanted to. Maybe that's something to think about. We can go into competition with Hawk Tua.
Oh, we'd lose. God.
Yeah, we definitely would.
We would lose.
I can't imagine anything I want to do less.
She would beat the pants off of us.
Yeah, as she should. I haven't heard her yet.
She crushes. Oh, she has a store with hats.
We have a store with hats.
I know.
Oh,
is that what it is? 180,000 subscribers. I think we have about 12,000 to 13,000. I mean, look, she's got something that we don't, and that's being an attractive young girl with a great personality. We're old men.
That's the easy way to say why we're losing to Hawk Tua.
Well, we don't have any. If Q would get a viral moment, if he would like flip out on
many of them,
he would flip out on a cop or something. You know, like it has to be truly viral, not like something from IJ. It has to be like he's down at the parade yesterday and he's like throwing up and drunk and like pukes on a cop or something.
Needs to be more humorous than that.
No, not funny enough.
Yeah, it can't be that.
It has to be cutesy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could try.
Like, Q's, what's your finishing move?
No, you got to talk about like the other side of oral.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's what
lapping pussy. That's what people want to hear from you.
Yeah, no one wants to hear you talk about giving head. No, of course not.
You don't think anybody wants to?
Well, yeah, you know what? I take that back. There is.
There's a segment.
But I don't know if it's going to land as
the same as Hawk Tua. Yeah. Hawk Tua is almost like, I was thinking about her today. She's almost like a Gen Z Dr. Ruth, you know, like on her show, on her podcast, because that's all she talks about is sex stuff.
Wow. I thought you guys were doing a bit at first, but you guys are really into this girl on her podcast, huh?
I mean, I'm not into it enough that I watch it. I see clips. Yeah, I've seen clips like Walt on YouTube. But the stuff that I see, it seems like she's having a good time.
But the clips that they show, yeah, everyone's smiling, everyone's laughing, everyone's having like a grand old time.
Not a plate of pulled pork in sight. Oh my God. Maybe that's it. We tried it with Comic Book Men and it fizzled, but maybe tell him Steve Dave, we bring in a young lass
there was a female Comic Men.
There was a girl that we tried, that they tried to bring in and integrate into the show, and it just sort of didn't work.
They never aired it, though.
Yeah, it was never aired. And the girl was really nice. She was sweet. But the chemistry just wasn't there.
Yeah, how could it be?
You know, it's like three old dudes and then this young 20-year-old girl who's into comics. And, of course, you know if she was cast at every turn, we were going to be the doddering old fools. You know, that, like we're never with it or anything.
Regarding comics?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll fucking hang with any 20-year-old female comic book fan.
I believe you could.
Yeah.
I believe you could. Now, Mike, too.
Only in comics, though. That's the only, subject.
And only in comics published before, like, 2005.
Yeah. Right, all this modern age stuff. That's all good and fine.
Let's talk the 70s, young lass.
She's like, I was born in the late 90s. That's like you discussing the 40s.
I remember this comic book came out the night the Love Boat aired.
There it was on the spinning rack, just waiting for me.
Oh, this is getting depressing, man. I'm going to start listening to Hawk 2 again.
Everyone's fucking jumping ship, Q. They're all good. All the ants are now Hawk 2. I don't know what their listeners' nicknames are, but.
Yeah. It's the sound of 1,000 ant tattoos getting covered by,
by Hawk 2.
A saliva spit. Yeah. But yeah. Hey, you both like her. That's good. I like to see the positivity, though. You know, I welcome the positivity you guys are displaying about her. It's nice. It's nice to see.
It's easy to be a hater.
It's so easy to be a hater.
Get jelly and be a hater. Because the thing is, like, yeah. you can't be jealous of, and this is what I've learned over the years when I used to hate the Kardashians. It's like, why be jealous of somebody that you were never going to be anyway? Why be angry about them? Like, who gives a fuck, really? And Hawk to a man, it was her moment. She said something that resonated with a bunch of people. And it showed, like, in that brief moment, it did show her personality shine through. And that's why people like her. She seems genuine. You know, even though now she has a team, I'm sure, with social media. And those are the people that are clipping her show and putting it up and, you know,
but arranging her events. But why do you say it like that, though? You have a dismissive tone. Oh, she has a team.
Well, she does have a team.
You have a team, too, though. It's not like, you know, like you don't have a team at your disposal.
No, she has a team that's looking to make her money. Like, our team doesn't. Like, our team is, like, they're camera guys and they're sound guys. Like, they're not, like, actively.
You think that Hawk 2, like, she has a.
She has a management team. I know
I
that much.
I guarantee you, though, that her management team is the same age as us, though. So, like, we have no.
Oh, I don't know about that. You think so, Q?
No, I don't think so.
They're younger.
Younger, yeah, for sure.
I think they're. Yeah, most people that I'm running into in that game now, and even, like, when I pitch things and. In Hollyweird, like, they're all 35, all of them. So I would say that her team is probably, like, in their late 30s or stuff like that.
Because they have to be able to understand the demographic, and that's not something that older people do, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, like, they've kind of graduated into, like, seasoned heads of the management company and shit like that, and they hire all these kids to come in and be the new managers.
Yeah.
That's probably the way it always was. I mean, that's just how everything is, right? Like,
you need youth to corral the youth. You can't have.
Hell yeah.
They would not, like, if I'm Hawk to his manager.
But why do you need the youth?
Colonel
though?
Homer?
Because there's a whole demographic our age that can be targeted.
It could be. Well, go ahead, Q.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that people are, like, getting fired above the age of 50. I just think that. Those people are still in play, but it's just like everybody ages out and new people come in. You know what I mean? I think we're on the cusp of this. So many people got fired in the entertainment business in the past, like, 4 or 5 years. They're starting to hire young people in now. So it's just a younger industry, I think.
And would you say that applies to us as well, this podcast, as, like, we're on the cusp of aging out?
No.
You're lying. You looked away right there. You took your eyes, went down, and you're lying, right? You looked away when you said that.
What are you talking about? I'm talking to you right now. No, we're not.
I'm just admiring my surroundings.
Yeah, is that a paint chip in the wall over there? It's on the floor. I'm going to vacuum this carpet. Yeah. No, I mean, they can't stop us, Walt.
Well, why
I mean,
do we make like, an effort to not talk about things that paint us in an older light? you know, make a real effort to not talk about, you know, the things that like just resonate and immediately turn people off, you know, younger people.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the people that are still listening, the people that listen now are like, I don't know how many new listeners we're minting on a daily basis, but I think they've been there for a while. They've been there for the ride and they're aging along with us. Like,
right,
really,
but they're
really
going to age out too, though. We need to get new
young blood,
ants.
This week, I'll make it my mission to come up with some young topics that we can talk about, and we'll see if we can compete with Hawk Tua. I'll actually watch one of her episodes.
But you can't do it as a bit. Like it's if you could do it with and put some true effort in, and you know, and try to filter out all the comments that will just make people realize, oh my God, I thought these guys were younger, but they're definitely older.
Right.
Yeah.
They surprise me. Yeah. We have to appeal to 20-year-old girls.
No. Not, that's too young. But I think 35.
Well, that's how old she is.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's realistic. I think maybe we should shoot for 30 to 35.
30 as a baseline.
20s, I think, is that's the moonshot.
Those the millennials that we've spent the past 10 years ripping on? Now we're going to try and turn
now
around and
we need your help.
It's time for unity, millennials. We need help, God damn it.
Come on, you pussies, help us.
You fucking snowflakes, help me.
I'm not sure how big that rally's going to be.
Chris Lodondo's shaking his head right now and taking his headphones off. And he's like, I tried to warn these assholes.
Should we have voiced anything regarding the pork issue at the beginning of the episode? Would that turn off the younger crowd?
I think that's common courtesy. I mean,
no, I mean just addressing it on mic, though.
Like talking about it as a subject. Is this something that the 30 somethings are going to be doing?
Let's not do that no more.
No more pulled pork talk. Like, I liked them. I thought they were young until they started talking and bitching about pulled pork for about a good 15 minutes. One guy defending it, the other two against it.
I think the other guy said he got tuckered at 10 p.m.
Stuff. We'll edit a lot more out, though.
Yeah. Anything that makes us look old or sound old. Oh, no.
Oh, God. What happened?
Get him just showed me a picture. Like, it's almost Hawk Tua Tuesday, and it's Hawk Tua. Look at her, Walt. She's dancing up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
And you're the best dancer out of all of us, so this is going to be you.
I don't think we should be on camera at all anymore.
No?
Yeah,
so we could trick people?
It has to be pure audio only.
that's moving with the times. Wow. So the other thing about Ranker when you're right, you're right. And Walt was right. You know, every year I'm like, I just don't know. I don't know that you have to tell people this shit anymore. Like, I think everyone, it's been hammered so hard into everybody's psyche, like what you can and can't say, what you can and can't do, that you don't really need to remind people anymore. I was wrong, sure. Walt. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Somebody put a bad costume on?
Well, I have a couple of bad costumes here.
Somebody didn't listen to the Tell 'Em Steve Dave 2024 Halloween Spooktacular?
Definitely not these firefighters up in Canada.
Uh-oh. At least they're not American.
They're not American, no. Outrage. Mm. After guests wearing KKK costumes attend Nova Scotia Fire Hall dance. And here's a picture of them. Well, there they are. Full regalia.
Oh, cut that cough out. This can make me sound old.
How about the whole pause while you put your reading glasses on and just cut out?
Oh, I'm sorry, North Sydney, not Nova Scotia, my bad.
Okay, they're not dressed as ghosts, I don't think, right?
They're not dressed as ghosts with holes cut out for the eyes. I don't understand you. I don't understand,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I don't get it, man. That is some behavior that's... What's it called when you're sabotaging your self behavior?
Mm-hmm.
To dress in that costume and try to get... somehow pass it off as like it's just Halloween. Yeah, that's really questionable, and it feels like you wanted something bad to happen to you because there's no way you thought that.
Oh, you think it's a self-sabotaging act?
Yeah, I do think it is. Mm-hmm. That there has to be some level of that.
What strikes me about it is like all right, if somebody said to me you have to wear a KKK thing for Halloween, I would be like. What if I ran into, like, a black person? how would it make them feel? Like, you would just be like, so what am I standing there representing to this other human being one-on-one? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Well, it's
I don't want to
feel
that way.
Is it a joke? Is it a statement? Like, what is it exactly that you're trying to get across?
Well, what's the joke? Like, that's my point. Like, well, I don't understand what the joke is. I like things that are – like, I certainly do it all the time. I say fucked up shit just to make my friends laugh. I don't walk around the neighborhood fucking throw – you know what I mean? Like, screaming, like, weird shit at people to make them laugh. It's just fucking bizarre, man.
That would be viral, though.
I don't get it.
That would go viral. One of your neighbors
called it. It would. Let me get –
not as cute as Hawk Tua.
I just one more season of Joker's under my belt, and I'll try and get that
give
viral
it a shot.
Moment. Yeah, and then I'll try and get that viral moment for you guys. But I just want to get this last one in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In a brief statement, the club's executive apologized to those who were offended or hurt by our lack of actions and vowed to do better in the future. So I guess these guys – okay. So the four guests, which were not associated with the fire department, were not only admitted into the dance but allowed to stay. Like, I don't even know, like, let's say, like, I'm having a Halloween party and my brother Darren shows up in a KKK outfit, like, as a costume, or I think I would be like, dude, no. Like, no, not even in my own home. Like, I don't want pictures of this circulating. I think it's a bad idea. Did somebody see you walking into my house? You know? Oh, no.
Open the door, just look left and right frantically to see
really?
If anybody's out there.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
no,
so weird.
It's just such a bizarre choice. I don't understand it. I don't get the humor side of it at all. Is the thing, right?
See, now here's somebody who was offended by it. Jason McClain, who's black, called the incident outrageous. His father is a retired firefighter who worked with the fire department in North Sydney. What they did was hurtful to people, and many would argue hateful. Mm. And they said it indeed was, and this is where people need not to shy away. It was a racist act. I can't argue with the guy.
Hard to argue on that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
I mean, they're showing up an actual KKK. Look, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, even if there's one of them that's just kind of a fucking idiot and went along with his friends, it's kind of you're kind of like, how do you not know better, man?
I don't know I'm not sure I know three other people in my life that I could be like, hey, you want to go as a group costume? KKK? What do you think?
Three's a stretch. Might be able to find one.
Yeah.
You might maybe be able one. To dig up one somewhere.
Three would be tough, man.
Yeah, three would be hard. I don't even think I wouldn't even feel comfortable asking three. I don't even know who I would take the shot at to be like, hey, man, I got a fun idea. Like, people would look at me like, you're fucking with me, or you're crazy. So they're keeping their jobs, those guys, or what's going on?
It seemed they're not associated with the fire department. They were just guests. I guess they were guests of somebody else. But the question is, like, the second you see them at the door as a member of the fire department or whoever is throwing this bash, the North Sydney Fire Department, you got to tell them, like, guys, no, you can't come in.
Get the fuck out of here. What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, like, I don't want you photographed in here. I don't want you photographed outside the firehouse. It's like, no. Yeah. Like, why would you think this is a good idea?
And you know there was somebody at that party that brought it up. And was like, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. And now they're like, you motherfuckers. I fucking told you. I told you not to do it.
Yeah. The other costume was Diddy. And they said in Ranker, don't go dressed up like Diddy. Don't make any references to Diddy, a sex alleged sex trafficker and perv and all this other stuff. And two individuals who are very young, they look like they're like just – they're either seniors in high school or early college or something. Here they are, Walt, P. Diddy, a white guy in blackface – and his girl is dressed as a bottle of Johnson's baby oil.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's better or worse than KKK, or is it on the same level? The Johnson's baby oil is no big deal. Who gives a fuck?
No, it's all context, though.
Right. It's when you're with a guy in blackface dressed up like Diddy.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the pass.
No. I don't think it's on the same level as a KKK, because at least with this one, I could be like, look, the guy thought it was funny. I don't have to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, I could at least be like, look, I don't fucking think it's that funny, but like, clearly the guy thought it was fucking funny type of thing. Whereas with the KKK, you could be like, I don't know what these fucking guys were thinking, you know? Right. So I think this one, I wouldn't be like, I'd probably be like, if they showed up to my house, I'd be like, dude, you can come in, but you got to take the blackface off, because I don't want the fucking, that's the picture I don't want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that would, like, that even though, I don't care how much you trust people in at your party, like, somebody's going to snap that to show their friend later on. Then their friend is going to get offended when it's sent to them. Next thing you know, BQ's blackface party.
Yeah, exactly. Not Hawkeye. Come on.
Not him. So it was San Diego State University these kids were from, and you can Google it if you want. There was also another one. There was, I think this was a second. Why does my iPad never work?
Oh, here we go.
Hold on. Open.
Can't say shit like that, though. Thanks. Because the youth of today can work their iPads with no issues.
I know. I'm going to cut that part out.
You got to cut that out.
Yeah, you've got issues.
I don't have X on my iPad. Thanks, I know. If they go back, like if like we suddenly were youthful and they go back and search all the archives of TSD, where like every time I have an electronic device, I'm like, why doesn't this work?
You're like, God damn it.
Smashing shit, going crazy.
Yeah.
So that was Halloween, man. That was Halloween this year.
Yeah, great time on my end, man. I just love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Got a couple spots here. If I can break, only two this week. Kelshi. Kelshi is the first and only legal prediction market in the U.S. After years of working with the federal government, Kelshi got historical regulatory approval from the CFTC that enabled it to offer a new asset class called event contracts, which allow traders to take positions on whether a future event will happen or not. Like with stocks or commodities, people can now trade on any event that has economic or social relevance and that they can relate to. This is the only place to trade or bet on these events in all 50 states. As of a few weeks ago, they got approval to list the first regulated markets on the outcome of elections. So if you want to bet on who's going to win, Lion Kamala or Orange Man, who do you think is going to win? They have markets on who will win the presidential election, who will control the House and Senate, who will win swing states. They also have markets on whether inflation will go up. I guess you're going to have to bet pretty quickly because this comes out Sunday, and I think voting day is Tuesday. You can bet on the Oscars, what the weather will be tomorrow, whether U.S. mass scores will decline this year, and more. Example of events you can bet on. The Wicked, Rotten Tomatoes score, video game of the year, Bitcoin price today as of 5 p.m. Will Costco raise the hot dog combo price? So it's pretty much like anything you want to bet on that isn't like sports related,
I guess. Though. Like, so
or not bet, but trade on.
How can they allow Costco employees then to partake in that, because they would have the inside information though.
They might have some insider trading info.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that's something that Kelshi has to keep an eye on. Kelshi is the first legal exchange in the U.S. to trade on these kinds of events. The election markets are now live to trade, and they are the first regulated place where you can do this. So use the link Kelshi, KALSHI.com/TESD to get a $20 bonus when you deposit $100 using their mobile app. That's Kelshi, KALSHI.com/TESD. Kelshi, yeah, you can trade on that. All right. Sound pretty good, right?
All right. That was great. That was very youthful, man.
I know.
I like that.
Let's see. Going online without ExpressVPN is like not closing the door when you use the bathroom.
Shouldn't have said
anything. I know. Now I'm stumbling and can't read.
God damn it. Why'd I say anything?
Even if you think you have nothing to hide, why give random creeps a chance to invade your privacy, huh? Why would you do that? Everybody needs a VPN because all your traffic flows through their servers. Internet service providers, including mobile network providers, know every single website you visit. Uh-oh. And in the U.S., ISPs are legally allowed to sell that information to advertisers. Who got a payoff for that, do you think?
Congress.
Oh, yep. Fucking dirty bastards. ExpressVPN.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody over the age of 28. You know what I mean, guys?
I hear you.
What's the matter with you, old? That's an old fuddy-duddy. I don't trust anybody over 19.
Whoa. ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure encrypted service so your ISP can't see your browsing history. All right? And ExpressVPN is the best one. It's easy to use. All you got to do is fire up the app and click one button to get protected. That's it. One button, Q. Next thing you know, you're watching movies. You're watching TV shows that aren't offered here. It's fucking sweet.
It sounds nice, man.
Mm-hmm. It works on all devices. So if you have your phone, your laptop, your tablet, no matter what, you can use ExpressVPN and stay private on the go. And it's also rated number one by top tech reviewers like CNET and The Verge.
I really thought you were going to say talk to a. I really thought you were like talk to a gets
it's number one
it's
by finest talk to a.
approval. It's highest rating.
She's the bar we go by with everything from now on. I like to use it because I don't want people seeing my websites I go to. Some of them are death sites and they might think I'm crazy.
You're still looking at the. I thought you gave up the death sites.
Once in a while. Not often, but once in a while.
Okay.
I'll still check them out here and there, but not really. Not as much as I used to. So protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/TESD. That's expressvpn.com/TESD. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/TESD. All right. That's it.
Nice.
And then we got, let's see, we got some sports talk here. Unfortunately, Q, your Yanks lost.
Yeah, I thought you would be in the shitter. I thought you would be like beyond, devastated, and you didn't really look all that out of sorts.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of talking about it over here and texting and stuff. So it's been like kind of a constant over here, just the complaining and the bumness. So I'm just like, what am I going to do? Drag that out to tell him, Steve Dave?
Where would you put your number at in terms of how deep a depression you were to see them go down? One being
well,
not
I mean
too
the
much,
way they
10 being devastated.
I'll tell you what happened. Well, is I really fucking started to think they were going to pull it off halfway through that game. I was like, this is it. They're going to win tonight. Then they're going to do it. They're going to win tomorrow. They're going to force that game. They're going to win it all. They're going to be the first in history, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I did. I fell for the whole fucking thing, man. You know, and then they started making those shitty errors. Did you watch that game?
I seen a lot of the highlights.
Yeah. And it was like, I just felt it like, you know. But the Dodgers, I mean, they cut through him like a fucking knife through butter. It was terrible. The Mets put up a fucking a harder fight than the Yankees did. It was pretty dispiriting to see, man.
Yeah.
But
how long do you give yourself? Like, how many days do you say? Okay, I'm gonna grieve for this many days, but now I gotta carry on. I gotta wash it away.
Well, I think it's more. It's not really like wash it away. It's more like. Pot turns into positivity about next year.
Really?
And I try and do that immediately. I try and do it immediately. I try and be like, let's hit next year. Next year's the year. Like, you know, just do it, man, you know?
So that's the Yankees. You weren't too upset then.
You know, the games, it was a fucking, you know, my heart got broken so fucking hard, like in those initial losses that you're just like, this, we're going to fucking lose. That's the problem. Like, once you go down that fucking hard, you're like, well, there's no way we could win. And that's kind of depressing. And then that one game where they won, that's what I'm saying. I took the roller coaster ride and everything. So what are you going to do? What are you going to fucking do, man? I can't be screaming. I can't be screaming on. I what I want to do is take Aaron Judge out to lunch. Just be like, hey, man, everything's all right. Don't worry about it. next year's the year, bud. You know, you struggled a little bit in the postseason.
Have you reached out through, like, anybody, like, mutual people that you know, somebody who knows him? Have you tried? That's how I see it's done in the celebrity world and especially the athletic world. You know somebody, and then they tell somebody, yeah. and then these big wigs become friends.
I guess the thing, though, is, like, he's probably feeling pretty bad right now.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if now's the time to, like, be like, hey, bud, why don't we put your fucking – why don't we split some, you know, some wings and, like, chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if now's the moment. He's probably feeling pretty bad about himself.
If, you know, I don't know if I was him, though, and somebody from your world, especially with the good vibes and the humor and the –
youthful optimism,
the levity that you bring with the Jokers, that could just be the medicine that Aaron Judge needs right now. It's like,
yeah,
a one-on-one with an impractical Joker,
yeah,
could to really, like, kind of, you know, make put things in perspective for Aaron.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. I'm going to reach out to the guy and see if he wants to, like, just get some lunch. You know, maybe I can make him laugh. Maybe I could turn that frown upside down. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a lot of pressure, though, on you, though? Are you putting too much pressure on yourself?
You know, I think I could do it, you know? Can't be afraid of pressure,
would you,
Walt.
That's would you talk about
that's an
baseball?
Old man's game. What?
Would you talk about baseball?
Yeah, nah. I want to take his mind off baseball. I want to talk about other things. You know what I mean? Like, I want to just let his mind drift into, like, other areas, fertile areas for,
like,
happiness
Q,
and joy.
Let's cut the bullshit. You saw me drop that ball. What do you say?
And I'll be like
he's all, like, aggro with him about it.
Q, let's cut the nonsense. You okay. saw me drop that ball.
You got it. I did. I saw it. I saw a lot of people saw it.
So yeah. What do I do?
Well, listen.
Huh? How do I come back from that?
The fuck do I do?
How do I come back from that?
Just take a couple of weeks, bro. Don't even think about baseball. I know. Don't worry about it. Take a couple of weeks, bro. Check out. You know, take a little me time.
Okay.
Hey, Larry. Yeah. Is Larry here?
You're Larry Judge now. That Aaron is dead. You're Larry.
I would send them, like,
slowly backing away.
I would download all the Talk Tui episodes and give it to him on an iPad. Just be like, I want you to take some time, listen to the positivity of this girl, like how energetic she is. That's what you need to do, Larry. You need to become the Hawk Tui girl of the Yankees. You know, you need to have fun. You need to get out there and forgive yourself. Like, you know, a whole pep talk for the guy.
Okay.
You know, we could do some light and practical joking. It'll be great.
Like, I don't know, man. I can't go on.
No, I mean,
admitting that he's going to contemplate suicide to Q.
I'm like, look, bud, like, we all saw that you did not fucking really. I know you're feeling like you didn't carry your weight this postseason, buddy. Despite
what does that mean?
No, I'm just saying.
I never said that. Like,
I just dropped the ball. I was, the fucking sun was in my eyes. All right, it was a night game.
I'm sorry. I thought when you said drop the ball, I meant, like, in terms of expectations against what you actually fucking delivered.
You think I dropped the ball, Q?
No. Well, yeah, I guess.
It looked just like I asked you when I said, is Tell Him Steve Dave's time in the sun done? At the same distracted look.
Where's that waiter anyway?
Who do we know again usually? How did you get my number?
Why am I here? Goes that south.
Oh, man. That was a fucking... What are you going to do? I think the Dodgers were just unstoppable, dude. I think, you know, there's just... They were just firing on every level. They had the team chemistry. You know, it was always going to be very hard to beat those guys.
And, it's so disappointing when you give your heart to something like this that you have no factor in. And I don't know why I continue to do it, but I foolishly every season just I rip open my chest and give them my heart and then get proceeded to, you know, get it trampled and spit on.
Are you talking about the pulled pork again?
No, I'm just talking about when you give your heart to a sports team, something that makes no sense because you can't alter it. You can't, no matter what magic superstition you got going on, whether it be, you know, you got different color socks on or you wore this shirt, you know, when they won this one, it really, at the end of it, that none of that shit matters. It's all going to come down to the players, nothing that any fan can do. And yet we continue to give our hearts to these strangers and then watch them drop it.
Yeah, it's a belonging thing. It's a tribal thing, right? It's probably wired into us.
What'd you think of those two fucking assholes who tried to rip that Dodgers arm off and fan interference?
Oh, Mookie, I mean, that was pretty fucking excessive. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, are they I was just like, they're going to hurt this fucking guy. They're going to like pull some tendon or something in his arm. I can't believe that they would not let go of his arm. That guy's a fucking $100 million arm, and they're yanking him, right? Like I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was nuts. It was nuts.
What about how do you combat some of the people who are on the Yankee side being like, well, that's what they should do. They're there to try to make him drop that ball.
Well, remember that happened in another game where a Dodgers fan caught the ball, and I think if that call had gone in the other direction, the Yankees don't lose that game.
Well, the Yankees, I'm surprised you have this. I want to applaud you right here now. I want to get up here and really give a moment to really applaud that your thinking on this and how you're coming down on what these fans did. Because I remember back in the 90s when Jeter was on the team, remember that game where a kid took the ball and out in center field. It was going to be a catch, but the kid leaned over. It was a kid who took off school. He skipped school. He caught the ball and they counted it as a home run. And that kid got to go on the parade with the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised at the backlash for this on some levels. Because I know how ignorant Yankee fans are. So I assume that all Yankee fans are going to be defending this clown the way they defended this kid. I was against Baltimore in like an ALS championship. It wasn't World Series.
That kid didn't do anything that could hurt a person. Where I think what those fans did by not letting go of his arm, like that's really dangerous to do this to a guy who's a professional athlete, I think is the difference to me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Like if they just snatched the ball from him, I'd be like, hey man, that's fucking baseball. And it just would have been what it is. But when you're grabbing a player and yanking on his wrist and shit,
kid, when he became of age, would never have to buy a drink in New York ever again. That kid who took that home run.
Yeah.
Who took that out away and made it turn into a home run.
Yeah. They did a follow-up story on that kid, not a few years back. I remember. And I think he was still riding high off the acclaim at the time.
So those guys, those cats who did that in just this last week, could they be blamed for like they saw their chance to have this level of their 5 seconds where they would become cult heroes in New York? Dude, I'm telling you, if the fucking Yankees came back from 2003 and they won that series, those guys would have been on the parade boat. You know they would have.
I don't know.
They wouldn't even let him go to game five, though, right?
I'm telling you, though, those guys would have been – that would have been the turning point, they would have said. That was it. That's when the fucking – the script flipped.
I don't think so. I don't think that they could give that to people, but actually – physically put their hands on a player. It's you gotta draw the line somewhere, you know.
You've met Yankee fans, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Another sports question I had for you, Q. I don't want to really give the name out. I don't want to stir up any trouble. But what seven-time Super Bowl winner used language that was so ugly and repugnant that he was forced to apologize?
Tom Brady?
Oh, I don't know.
Yep. Caught on Hot Mic cursing?
Not Hot Mic, no. He said, I'm surprised you didn't hear about this.
No, I'm telling you, I haven't been – I've been kind of out of the – off the grid.
Really?
For like 2 weeks, yeah.
Huh. Have you – did you – Walt, did you get a chance to see those really aggressive Tom Brady commercials about him being an announcer and
yes.
people not believing in him?
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't those odd? Oh, I
no,
saw,
I love
the first
that.
Time I saw
that's,
it, I was
that's
like
– that's the chip on your shoulder that you have to have. Once you lose that chip, you might as well just crawl into a grave. Just crawl, curl up in a fetal position and let them fucking put the dirt on you. Because that once that chip is gone, it's time to just call it a night.
Call
it a day.
But it's like, who?
It's over, Johnny.
Who was he talking to in that thing? Like,
every
nobody
fucking,
said any,
every
nobody
talking
said
head.
To him.
Every oh my God, you're crazy. Every talking head was like, he's not worth the money. He thinks he could just stroll in as a player and become an announcer. It's not that easy. You know, who does he think he is? All the naysayers, all the critics.
Yeah. And so he made a commercial that directly challenges and addresses them. Maybe
yes.
that's what. Yeah. Maybe that's what we should start doing around here.
Oh.
You know, start making little videos against criticism. take a page out of Brady's book, you know?
Well, he got caught cussing somebody out?
Well, not cussing, but he used a term that I guess was raising some eyebrows. And this is the quote. He's talking about he said this on a broadcast towards the end of the first quarter while Buffalo had a 7-0 lead over Seattle.
Yeah.
Sometimes he played like a spaz. Like a grade schooler on a sugar high, but now he's controlled the chaos. He's like a storm coming into town, and you don't want that storm coming into this town.
So is the word, the S word, is that the word
this
in question?
Is not the first time we've heard this, that spaz is is on the list of – you know, remember Revenge of the Nerds, how they said spaz about fucking 500 times?
Well, the Revenge of the Nerds is 1982.
84, I believe, more recent.
It's so out of – it's so old-fashioned. I don't see how anybody's getting upset about that.
I blame
that.
The network. Like, oh. The network has to supply him with a list of words weekly, updated, that he cannot use. He's got to memorize too much shit. He's got to memorize all the players' names, all the plays. Now he's got to memorize all the words he can't use that he used to be able to use last week.
Agreed. I agree with
right?
you. Although I don't think he should stop using the word.
You're describing society right now.
It's an offensive to some as it's considered to be an ableist slur used for jokes and metaphors to dehumanize those with disabilities. Now, I disagree, man. I mean, I think that's in the UK. I believe that calling somebody a spastic is like calling somebody a retard here.
Yeah.
I believe that to be true. But in America, it's like spaz. Like growing up, it always meant you were just uncoordinated. Come on, you spaz.
I'm not angry that the word is now off limits. I'm just angry that there wasn't more of a PR movement to let everybody know, though, because if you're going to keep that shit a secret, then don't play the gotcha game if somebody uses it, though. Let's get it out there so I know I can't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't.
No, you're done with spaz?
That's it. It's over.
It's going to be the title of this episode.
It's like your favorite word.
I've never used that word. You've never heard me say that word. I know someone right now, curator probably.
Yeah, he's like,
knows
oh,
exactly
yes, he
what
did.
Episode I said it in. I probably have used the word, but I won't
no
any
more.
Longer.
Right.
Now that I know. All I need to know is the fuck. I just need to know.
Well, doesn't it depend on who tells you, or are you just
no,
listening? You're listening to anybody.
Doesn't matter.
Who says,
yeah,
doesn't
it
matter?
Does not matter who tells me. If somebody says it aloud, okay, it's fine. Won't do it in the morning.
You got no chip on your shoulder. Where'd
sure
it go?
I do. That's just that is my chip.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to listen to everybody. Fuck you.
Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say and how to think.
Yeah. How you like that? I'm going to do it.
Shit. You've totally neutralized my argument. I didn't know that Lizzo.
Oh, and speaking of that, man, yeah. What's up? I got a lot of
– Lizzo.
Well, before you – I mean, speaking of words and things – I said something on the Halloween episode that got a lot of angry emails. I upset people. And that is never my intention. I was making a joke about the fetus joke and everything. I truly – the last thing I want to do is make people upset when they're listening.
So, I don't even remember it.
Oh, yeah. Remember it was the fetus costume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made a joke or something. So I won't make jokes about that anymore either. Spazzes and fetuses are –
That's all the young kids are joking about though are fetuses and shit.
Yeah, well, I got to draw a line somewhere. I got to – you know.
Yeah.
They can handle it. They're built, you know.
They can. You're saying the younger people can handle the words?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So how was reaction otherwise to the Halloween episode? Did people like this one?
I saw people definitely liked it. I saw some people didn't like it. They're like, we've had enough.
But I'm the Sven groupie. People didn't get excited about that? Like people weren't celebrating?
Yeah, sure they were. You know, just like we're not aging out.
Why are you looking down? Why are you looking at the camera? Where are you looking? Wait, people had a problem with me being the Sven groupie?
They felt it wasn't really earned, that maybe Sven Gulli gives you a little bit more clout because he sees you, he knows what you look like, and he sees you on TV a lot. It may be a little bit of star fuckery going on.
He did seem the favorite Q a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hell yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
You don't think I'm the guy that came up with bullets of the blob shot into a Martian ship, and you don't think that deserves — he didn't even win that one. That was when he picked you in that round.
I
thought I brought the fucking fire, man. Did,
but I do believe though that at the end of the day,
Herbie,
no matter what was said.
Herbie and Maximum Overdrive? Come on, who the fuck? Nobody else on the planet came up with that.
The pulse of the ants and the pulse of the ants. I got one from an insider ant who told me I got robbed. And that —
who? What fucking insider said that?
I'm not
going to
betray him. I'm not going to betray him, but he said I got robbed.
Well, you also owned your hair.
He called it bullshit. He said, I call bullshit. He said, you got robbed. Q doesn't deserve it.
Wow. Yes.
Talking about kissing ass and fucking sucking up. Why do you think that was? He's on the fucking outs again now, Jimmy the Hair Guy.
It was not Jimmy the Hair Guy.
No?
Oh, it was Jimmy the Hair Guy.
It was not Jimmy.
It was fucking — well, until I'm told differently, I believe it was Jimmy.
He does have a Sven Gulli fetish.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I had fun with that episode. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was fun too.
I had someone tell me it's time to get a new horror host in. Like, why can't you get Elvira? As if it's fucking easy to get Sven Gulli.
I know. I saw you working on getting Sven Gulli for months.
It's that easy. It's that easy that, I can just pull it on Elvira.
You were on our show. Who is this again? Yeah. That's not realistic.
Wow.
Just get Elvira.
Yeah.
She's doing
just
nothing.
Do that.
Yeah, what's she doing?
Yeah, especially around Halloween. She's free.
Another team of yours, Walt the Lions.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Goster Cherilis? He was an offensive tackle. He's not on the team anymore.
Okay.
He's 40 years old now.
Oh, so it's been a long time since he played.
It's been a while since he played, yeah. So this former NFL lineman urinated on an elderly woman, emptying his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds during a Boston to Ireland flight, forcing the plane to turn around. He pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct.
He emptied his entire bladder out?
20 seconds. Now, like,
nobody moved?
That's my thing. It was an old lady. Well, it was a 70-year-old Maine woman who was sitting in seat 4C, and then he came up to her, fully exposed his genitals, and began urinating on the elderly female, emptying his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds. He said he was unhappy with his seatment in seat 3D, so I guess he was sitting right next to her. Oh, no, a row ahead of her. So maybe this is why they didn't stop him. He's 6'6 and 280 pounds. The entire flight experienced extreme shock and alarm and were in fear for their safety. The court
papers
said.
That's when they need an air marshal.
I thought air marshals were on every flight. I guess not anymore, huh?
Not anymore.
No.
I think only special or, you know, not every flight. There's no way. They could not afford that kind of budget to have them on every flight. And would that warrant, you know, taking them down for that?
Like pissing on somebody for 20 seconds?
Maybe a taser at least, yeah.
Would you put the whole cabin at risk by, you know, shooting a gun?
Oh, yeah. You can't shoot a gun.
No?
You
can't taser.
No, you tase him.
Well, if he's a good shot.
Yeah, I still don't think, even if how great, like somebody ducks, next thing you know, there's a hole in the window, you know? Yeah, I don't think you want to be firing a gun inside a plane.
I bet you they are armed, though.
Oh, the air marshals? Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah, so, but I think that's a last resort. Like, if a guy's pissing on a lady, you tase them.
That's not the last resort?
No.
I think somebody the lady would say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the lady probably would say, yeah, shoot him. But let's see. He was argumentative about his seat, and he struck an old man. 68-year-old Utah man.
Oh, my God.
And then troopers verbally commanded him to leave the plane, but then – is that when they turned around? But he became irate and uncooperative, and he was met by law enforcement. Delta has 0%, zero tolerance for all this kind of behavior. We apologize to our customers, blah, blah, blah. Now, he says that the flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours. In preparation for the expected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew. He played 5 years with the Lions. He played with the Colts and with 2 years with the Buccaneers.
He probably has something like CTE related going
or
on.
The medication could have been Ambien, which makes people do really weird shit and then not remember it afterwards. So that could have been it as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you?
But that's the first thing I thought too. Was the CTE? I was like, this is not behavior of any kind of normal person.
Let's say that you're on that flight with your parents, right? Would you rather that guy hit your father or pee on your mother?
Hit my father. I can't stand him.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I think Edgar would be like, I'll take a punch.
Yeah, I'll take
a punch.
But a punch might kill Edgar.
It could at this point, yeah.
Whereas a little pee.
Not a little. 20 seconds is a long time to be pissing on somebody.
It could be.
I guess you just sat there not knowing what to do because it's so like, this is not something I expected to happen.
No, that is a very shocking chain of events that has to happen for that to
for that to happen to you, and then you just sit there and be like, I why me? Why am I the one? Maybe he was aiming for the guy because she was sitting right next to him.
The fucking worst is the guy all the way back in 27 that's like just brought his family to Ireland to see the homeland for the first time, got vacation days saved up, has no idea what's going on in the front of the plane, and they're like, shh. Like, we got to turn around. Like, there was an incident at the front of the plane and be like, what the fuck happened? What do you think happened? Well, some guy pissed on an old lady.
For 20 seconds.
Oh, my God. I would be like, so fucking what? Let's keep going.
Dry her off.
Yeah, I'll give her my fucking shirt. I don't give a shit. Let's keep going.
Yeah, what do you do if you're the lady, though? It's like, because he just gets taken off the plane. But her, she's now saturated in piss.
Probably she can go.
Yeah, but if she's checked it though, she's fucked.
Oh, it's not on the same.
Yeah, but plane? they can't go down there and find her luggage.
Why not?
Because it's mixed up with everything else.
Die Hard?
I've seen Die Hard. Yeah,
that luggage is on the plane.
Okay, yeah, I know it's on the plane, but to go into the
somebody's
into the luggage
go
to cargo area. No, when they go in there, they take and they just throw it on the conveyor belt, and then it's up to you. You're not a guy who flies,
yeah.
So you don't know this. You know? But they take it out of the plane, they put it on the conveyor belt. It brings it down to the to the carousel.
So is it on the plane, the luggage?
It's on the plane, but to go through all that luggage to find
just bring
her luggage
and be like, this, which one's yours?
Oh, bring her into the plane with you. Yeah, I don't know if that's legal.
Stinking of pee and shit, dripping piss.
She might have had to buy something at like a souvenir stand or something, you know, in the airport. I mean, she's drenched in piss.
Yeah, I think you got to bend the rules and let her down into where the port, the portion of the plane that has the luggage, so she can get a change of clothes.
I guess so. I guess that's one way.
Say, Walt, did you catch Ginnam's reaction when Brian shut you down?
No.
When he was like, you don't fly, I do, you're wrong, and you acquiesce. But Ginnam looked a little happy about that. He did like a little nod. I think he likes to see you shut down over there, man.
Can you even see Ginnam?
I could see the top of his head. I could see like him nodding when you said that.
Nodding in agreement with me?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like the tension in that office today, man.
Although, you know what? I mean, you know what? You're probably right. I'll bet you what they had to do is take everybody off the plane because now it's contaminated. It has piss all over it. They probably have to either decontaminate
get all the
luggage off, and then maybe she could look at her luggage
done.
Then.
If it was like over the Atlantic Ocean or and they can't turn around, I mean, you got to just carry on, I would think.
You would have to, yeah. But they turned around. They brought them back.
Oh, they did turn
around. Yeah, they did turn around and brought them back, yeah.
Yeah.
Did it do anything for you to see that guy lose his hand to fireworks when he was celebrating the Dodgers win, Q?
I did not see that. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Some guy was lighting off fireworks, and for some reason he decided to – and I see this a lot on video. Like, guys who think it's funny to put, like, a bottle rocket in their ass and light it off or hold it in their mouth and light it off. And then eventually
well,
it's just
like – you don't like sports.
I don't like sports, right.
Yeah, so that's why you're like, I don't get why people do that. When your team wins, you'll do anything. You'll celebrate anyway.
You'll blow your own hand off with fireworks.
Oh, my God.
Last time
the Yankees won, I put a bottle rocket in my pee hole and shot it off. I was so excited.
Yeah, I'm not sports-minded. You're right about that. So I don't understand the idea. I just people that hold on to fireworks, and then next thing you know, their hand is just mangled. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never have your hand again. Because the Dodgers won.
What the fuck? My favorite was like the interview with the Dodgers. I don't know if you caught this, Walt, like how defensive they all were about the 2020 win.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Like, I don't wish to keep harping on this, but you know, we kind of got dicked over in 2020. Like, there were so many of them addressed it. I thought it was really funny.
Well, that was the Astros thing, right?
What's up?
Was that the Astros cheating? That was the one where.
Oh, I thought it was the shortened season that they were talking. Yeah, it was more like the shortened season
I thought maybe that was regarding the Astros winning the World Series and they got caught with all the cheating scandal with the buzzers and shit.
He was referring to like the win where they didn't get to celebrate, no parade, short season, all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were all kind of like they got chips on their shoulders about it, man.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's how you become a champion.
The chip?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I had a story.
All right.
Okay, so scientists say a spider bite can give men erections for hours. A certain spider.
Okay.
It's called the banana spider.
Yeah.
And it can provide new treatment for erectile dysfunction. And why are we still working on this? Like
erectile dysfunction?
Yeah. It's like we have all the pills now. Why is this something that's still.
Like it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like unless you're like, hey, I tried Cialis. I tried Blue Chew. I tried all these different things. They didn't work. So I'm willing. Like, you know, as a guy, if none of that shit worked for you, they're like, well, a spider can bite you. I'd be like, okay.
It's got to bite your ball sack. All right. I said okay.
Did I stutter? I said okay. Where is the spider?
Am I sticking my dick in the spider's web?
Or do I got to fuck the spider? Do I got to face fuck the spider? Just tell me what I got to do. That is interesting that a certain – how the fuck do you find that out?
There's this spider.
A villager got bit?
Whatever country it's from. I think it's Brazil. I don't know. Well, anyway, its venom causes extremely painful urination and erections.
Well, that doesn't sound like any fun.
Well, that's why they're studying it now, because they think that the venom could be used to just cause the erections without the pain.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's Brazil, too. Yeah, Brazilian researchers. And I'm just like, well, with Blue Chew and Viagra, I thought it was like polio.
Hmm. But then again, you see a couple cases of polio every now and then, don't you? In other countries?
You just can't take an extra dosage of Blue Chew and
I don't think so. I don't think you can just like load up on pills.
Kids are still out there. Why the fuck are we worried about boners?
Well, boners have been like well covered. You're right.
Yeah.
But what if like they develop a treatment that can permanently cure it from the spiders thing? You know what I mean? Or you do it once a month instead of taking it every time you want to have sex, like a half hour before.
It will never happen, Q. No, the boner industry will never allow something that will cure it permanently.
Big boner. Big boner.
You know that shit. There is no profit in the cure. There's only a profit in the treatment.
Yeah. I know. Very profound, Walt.
I didn't make that up.
The hot Tui girl came up with that.
But I'm just kind of like, Jesus Christ. We're still working on this?
Well, what's more important to a guy, though, right? These are probably
– I thought they had it covered, though. I thought it was cured. Not cured, but I thought there was a pill that you could take now, like –
There is
Why
a treatment
are we still
that probably
spending money on this
has to work for 99% of the people out there. So, like, yeah, to now research a spider bite, but yeah, Q, that's a good point. Like, maybe if it's like as opposed to taking a pill every time you want to do it, it's like it's a once a month treatment, and you don't necessarily need to get bitten by the spider. They would just like inject you with the venom or whatever.
Yeah. Well, maybe like you said, it's 99% effective. Maybe we're back to that chip on that shoulder. That guy with the 1%'s like. Fuck that. I can't get a hard dick no matter all the blue chew I take. And he's got a chip on his shoulder and he's a champion now. He's a boner champion.
All right. Okay. But there's the other side of the argument. How much is worth investing in that 99.9 if only 0.1% doesn't work on? How much money is worth investing in that for that one, that little tiny fraction that it doesn't work on?
Well, it doesn't mean that other people can't switch from Cialis to Spider Bite. They can get the market. It's a hot new boner drug on the market.
Right. You know, how much money is worth it to you, in your opinion, to spend for that small fragment?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with getting a boner. Well, I want to say
that. Brazilian tax dollars are going towards this.
I just want to be very clear that I'm very young.
I'm so young. Never I don't give a fuck about those old motherfuckers that can't get hard-ons.
I don't.
It ain't my problem.
Bro,
Grandpa, you had your turn.
The street. I ain't got a care in the fucking world. I'm doing fucking flips. Yeah.
That problem is mid, in my estimation.
I hope we keep this bit going for a few episodes, man, at least. Because I want to research like young people shit and start doing it.
So you're in charge of a lab, Q.
Okay.
How much of your resources would you want to divert to this spider venom?
Well, I mean, look, if I can come to the market with a new boner drug that I own the patent to completely, I think that's worth a lot of money. I think that's worth a ton of money.
Could you imagine the marketing of having Marvel and Spider-Man be the
spokesman
brand name?
Yeah, having trouble shooting webs?
Oh, like this Mary Jane just wearing some fucking like lingerie on a bed and eating whips. And he's like, oh, I can't. Oh, man. And then he's like, thinks, and a spider crawls down his pants and bites him.
Yeah.
And then he just, yeah. That'd be amazing, dude.
I don't know, though. I just find it strange that in a world where there's so many more problems that this is still something that is being studied, though.
Got to keep it up because they're always looking for something better. I mean, sure, you have the pills, they work, but what if
– Don't they work – aren't they foolproof though?
I don't think so. Not for some people. I mean,
really?
I think you have – like not only do you have to take it, but you actually have to be excited too. It's not like if you just take one.
Oh, I didn't know this. This is news to me. So you have to also be excited too.
Yeah. Like if I just took one right now, I'm not going to get a boner. But if I'm home and I take one, then, you know, and I'm messing around with the wife.
So it's not some, it's something that you can suppress if you're good enough at it.
I think so, yeah. I believe so. Secret boner.
That should be something like some sort of test, like the suppression Olympics, to see who can not get one.
Oh, yeah.
Give them, like, they got to take a blue chew and then still suppress it.
I remember there was this show that was had a really – it was called Kenny. Remember Kenny versus Fenny? It was like two guys that were just fucking with each other. When we first started Jokers, a lot of people were like, you ripped off Kenny versus Fenny. So I was like, all right, well, let me check this out. And it was actually pretty funny. But they did a bit where they both got lap dances from, like, dudes with sensors on their dick to see if they moved at all. And I think one of them started getting a boner. It was like, such a great, very funny bit. It was pretty good.
You guys should rip that off.
Yeah. I mean, according to some people, we already have. So. Well, I got to go pick up my car, boys. They just texted me.
What was wrong with it, though?
That's funny. So the, you know, the start stop thing, you know, how you go to a red light, a car will stop.
Yeah.
Like, it'll cut the gas. I hate that fucking thing. And then for some reason it stopped working on my Jeep and I was in a situation where I'm so low on gas. I was like, fuck, I actually could have used it. So I brought it into the shop to get that fixed. Plus an oil change, Walt.
Now, do you usually work on your own cars or do you always bring them in? No, you don't have any. You're not a grease monkey?
Gearhead Q.
No, not at all. No. Not in the slightest.
I don't know anything about it.
Tires. No, I mean, I could do basic maintenance. I could change oil and shit like that, but I can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know why. I thought you were good with under the hood.
No, in no way am I good under the hood. It's terrible. All
right. Okay. Good under the hood.
So I only got 23 minutes to go pick it up.
All right.
All right, Q.
I guess tell him, Steve, Dave.